You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace, the host of Truth to Power, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue at the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. You can always call in or text in if you have any thoughts on today's conversation. Also, make sure you're always watching streamers live. You can stream us by downloading the 1017 The Truth app. Go to the 1017 The Truth app or go to 1017thetruth.com so you can always stream us live. And you can always listen on 101.7 on the radio. And in addition to that, you can go to 1017 The Truth on the YouTubes. Make sure you give us a like. And make sure you give us a subscribe. Now, I got a couple things off the domeski. So, Rhea, you know I'm off tomorrow? I'm off tomorrow. So, I got a wedding to go to. A Friday wedding. That's what the show should have been about. Friday weddings. Not a fan. I always used to say that's the poor person's wedding. But then the person getting married tomorrow is not poor. And I shouldn't say poor. I take that back. Not poor. That's disrespectful. The fiscally responsible wedding. Wouldn't you agree, Rhea? Shout out to Rhea, my producer on the ones and the twos. Would you agree?
Poor people's wedding on
Friday? No. I said fiscally. I changed that. Poor was rude.
You said what you said.
But it was rude. Fiscally responsible. Because the person getting married tomorrow, let me tell you, that is not a poor person's wedding. That wedding is costing more than most weddings I will go to.
So, really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They got their catering company is the premier catering company in Milwaukee County. So when you have the premier catering company, it comes with premier prices.
Fancy for a Friday.
Yeah, fancy for a Friday. So they just, a lot of times it's the financial decision. I think theirs was they wanted to have this weekend or something like that. So I don't know. But 833-212-1017. The other thing that was off my domeski is that I saw a lot of outrage. I'm not going to get into it because I'm not starting. First and foremost, I don't care. And I ain't starting no fights with nobody over there at Evolve Church. Because let me tell you, I ain't going to have y'all dragging me. I have nothing bad to say. Because the last thing I'm going to do is ever talk about Pastor Locke in a bad way. Because they'll come for you. They will come for you. People mad because why are you looking at me like that? Are you not familiar?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Evolve Church. You talk about Pastor Locke, who's a great guy, great pastor.
Okay.
From what I've seen and what I've heard, great dude. And I've met him in person. Phenomenal guy. If you say anything bad about him, his parishioners is going to come for you. They ain't playing.
Right.
They don't play like that. They don't play about their pastor. And so it was in the news. They actually legitimately in the news. They had like a praise service at Portman's, which I thought was cool. I'm pretty sure they've done it before in the past, too, which I think is different. Right. We talked about the gay cheerleaders. We talked about the male cheerleaders yesterday. The male cheerleaders yesterday. And to each they own. Like, just for this, I mean, I think that's unique. I think it's different. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but I think it's unique and it's different, and it's a way to connect with young folks. And, you know, we talk about all the bad stuff on Water Street, so they brought praise to Water Street. He brought the praise to where people are at, right, and bringing positive energy on a street that needs it. So I know some people looking at it sideways, but to me, it's like, hey, to each they own. If you don't like it, don't go, right? The place was packed, and I think it's good. So, I mean, I may think that some of his people that go to his church might be a little bit too obsessed with him, but I do think that he's good at what he does. But on top of that, what's even more important, that he's a very good man, and that's what we need. If we need more great black role models, and I think that's exactly what he is. So, teach their own. Teach their own. Yes, Rhea, you're looking confused. But you don't want to go to church at a club.
I mean, if any street needs the Lord, it's going to be Water Street.
Yeah, exactly. And that was probably his perspective. So that was some of the stuff that I had. And then on top, I got a couple more things. Like I said, I'm off tomorrow, and I got a lot of things on my mind. Another quick one is, Rhea, have you heard about this yet? Did you know that Trump, you know how D.C., they're cleaning up D.C.?
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, the military and the police. Well, Trump said he's going to go out on the streets with the police and the military tonight, and he's going to walk the streets with them tonight.
Good luck. Let him.
Let him. No. They ain't got enough ketchup packs for him to put on his ear tonight. It's a photo op. You know, I think it's a photo op. And so, but the reason why I brought that up was because next week I'm going to touch on, because I think it's important, is that as part of all this focus that's been on D.C., you have to see when they start talking about one thing, right? It's just they use different places for testing grounds, right? You heard Sherwin talk about the GOP-led redistricting in Texas, right? And I've talked about that a couple weeks with the redistricting of maps, right? They use places as testing grounds. And it's not so much for that situation where it was a testing ground of redistricting. It was a testing ground of if a president could openly say, I need these seats, and somebody follows and gives them these seats in the middle of a decade. And so that's what the testing ground is. D.C. is a testing ground for the power of these governors, or excuse me, of the president to put military on the streets. But also there was something else that was talked about that I'm going to focus on next week, is because they're talking about lowering the age of charging people as adults. And so that's something that I want to talk about next week. But that's why I wanted to allude to this, is that I won't be here tomorrow to see how it goes. But definitely keep your eye out for another photo op Donald Trump is going to have potentially tonight as he walks the streets of D.C. Well, shout out to D.T. D.C. in on tonight. Now, the other thing I wanted to get to, Rhea Riley, is have you seen the Cracker Barrel news? Yeah, I got a lot. I'm getting it all out here. It's my show. It's our show. So I'm getting it all out here my way. Make sure y'all watching streamers live on YouTube. Are we up on YouTube, Rhea?
We're up on the YouTube.
Usually YouTube pops up as my thing. But no, Truth Nation, have y'all seen this thing about Cracker Barrel? Have you ever been to Cracker Barrel?
No.
I've been to Cracker Barrel, but I've never eaten at Cracker Barrel, usually because they got the little store that you can buy stuff from. I ain't never bought nothing from them.
You went to the store? You didn't even go there to eat?
No, I went, because it's also usually connected to like gas stations, I feel like, or close to gas. I don't know. I've just been there before. Actually, with a girl I used to date years ago.
Yikes.
We were supposed to go to Cracker Barrel, but the line was too long, and so we couldn't eat there. So one time I was going to try eating there, couldn't go.
What would you buy at the gift shop?
I didn't buy anything. I said I just went in there. I just walked around. I just saw it. I'm not buying nothing from Cracker Barrel. Come on,
choices were made here, sir.
Yeah. You said what?
I said choices were made here.
Choices were made not to spend money. But why I'm talking about Cracker Barrel now is that these folks are the true leaders of the cancel culture. I don't know. I'm shocked you haven't heard about this, Rhea. But Cracker Barrel changed their logo, and they changed the way the restaurant looked. And let me tell you, people are up in arms. They are so mad about the fact that their beloved Cracker Barrel logo no longer has the white gentleman looking like he's from 1922 leaning next to a barrel and it's saying Cracker Barrel. And then on top of that, the interior usually had a little bit darker, rustic tone, country tone. They brightened it up with more lights, and they made it a little bit more contemporary, and they got rid of all the clutterness on the inside. They updated the menu. They refreshed the interior as well, and they have brand new commercials. And of course, the folks who are conservative are outraged for some reason. They're mad. They're like upset about this. They're legitimately upset. So, I mean, Trump's son actually, yeah, the logo, I mean,
it's a mess.
Yeah, the logo, yeah, the logo looks a little bit different. I mean, yeah. I could care less.
Right.
But even Trump's son commented about it. But what gets me the most is that these folks always find something to complain about. What's crazy is that as the black community, listen, I don't say we complain. I say we bring issues up, you know, about companies getting rid of programs which help black folks. Like, we actually complain about things that hurt us, right? They hurt us financially. They hurt us socially. They hurt us mentally. Like, we complain and are in an uproar about things actually impacting our lives in a negative way on a day-to-day. While some of these folks have the luxury of complaining about and getting mad over Cracker Barrel changing their logo. There is a firestorm on social media where the president's son comment about Cracker Barrel changing their logo. They're complaining about, you know, beer logos. It must be nice to be able to complain about one beer can. Remember they were talking about Bud Light? They were canceling Bud Light because Bud Light created one can for a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't selling the can. They created one can for a trans woman. And everybody, oh, they're gay. Look at Bud Light. They're trying to be all, you know, they're trying to be what they call it. They're not leftists. They're trying to be all, not even PC. They woke. They're going woke because they gave this transgender woman her can. It wasn't, and what was crazy is there was so much misinformation. They thought that they were selling the cans. They weren't. They just literally made a can for this one person. And as a promo, because, you know, everybody, they want everybody to drink beer. So they said, all right, well, we want trans people to drink beer too. They got a belly. They got taste buds. And so I just thought that was interesting. And then on top of that, the folks get mad about Aunt Jemima. And what a life it is, Rhea. What a life it is, Truth Nation, when your biggest complaint in life and what you get in your chest about is about things that don't really matter. Logos for Cracker Barrels. A trans person getting one can for themselves made with themselves on it. Right? Like, that's what people get upset about. Y'all get upset about an Aunt Jemima bottle of syrup. Like, this is what we get mad about. Or I say we, they get mad about. Male cheerleaders. Like, these, like, I wish I had the luxury in life to only have to focus on that stuff. Like, wouldn't that just be the easiest life where I'm mad about Cracker Barrel logo?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think these people understand it. So that's why it's always interesting to me, and you have the commercial running right now, is that people always say the cancel culture is, oh, the liberals or black people want to cancel folks. No! It is these conservatives that are always looking to cancel something. We trying to cancel Target because Target cut initiatives to have diverse sellers inside of their stores, and so we decided we were going to have a cleanse, and people got mad about that. But y'all mad about a logo change. It's crazy to me. But 833-212-1017. Rhea said in my ear, the CEO stepped down. He sure did. So the Target cleanse worked. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about FEMA. Because I need y'all to understand is that with FEMA coming to town, y'all need to be aware of what is happening and what's the real is. Because I don't want everybody thinking everybody going to get some money. But I also don't want nobody to get scammed. So in 3 minutes, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to talk about FEMA coming to town. But also, I want to tell y'all the truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School football. The 2025 football season starts with a bang as we have a big-time matchup between two traditional powerhouse programs. Tune in this Friday night as the Marquette High Hilltoppers host the Arrowhead Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on the Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. In 3 minutes, we're going to have a conversation talking about FEMA. And on top of that, I was on a plane over the weekend, and I want to know if I made a poor decision. Because your boy was flying first class, and I was acting first class. We'll talk about that, too. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Keep it locked in 3 minutes. We'll be back.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, join us for our third annual True Family Fest this Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Admission to Family Fest is absolutely free and a great place to have fun while celebrating with family and friends. There will also be amazing food, great music, and the opportunity to win some big prizes, including backpacks for the kids. The backpacks are dope. Y'all better come get these 300 backpacks, because if there's anyone left over, I'm taking one. I'm using seniority. So y'all better hope. Shout out to Big Frog. If a backpack is left over, Bump Show Kid is mine. With an S. But the True Family Fest is presented by Crash Course Drivers Education Center, U.S. Cellular, and also sponsored by Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Big Frog, Educators Credit Union, and Riverside University High School. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And on the other side, I just talked about some stuff that was fresh off my mind. But now I want to talk about some important stuff, because off the top here, I think it's important that we talk about FEMA coming and what this means and how you can be aware of what's real and what's not.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Truth Nation, be wary of the schemers and the scammers as FEMA arrives here in Wisconsin today. Be very aware of the schemers and the scammers looking to take advantage of you, because you know there are a lot of opportunists out here. You know there's a lot of heartless folks out here, and you know there's a lot of people going through trauma, and there are people who try to take advantage of your trauma, take advantage of the fact that you're in need. So make sure you are being wary. I'm going to provide some tips for y'all to make sure that you're on your P's and your Q's when FEMA arrives today and stays over the weekend as well. So first, I just want to let y'all know the floods that we saw here in Wisconsin, right? It caused for us to have a disaster declaration from the governor. Now, the report that was out there, peep this. They said flood damage since 1999 in the state of Wisconsin has cost Wisconsin $123 million. So we're talking about in a 26-year span, the damage caused by floods in the state of Wisconsin was $123.7 million in damages since 1999. Now, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But to really highlight the extent of damage that was done here in Milwaukee last 2 weekends ago, Milwaukee County itself, Milwaukee County alone, has assessed at this point, that is at this point, because they're not fully done with the assessment, they have assessed $34 million in damages in Milwaukee County alone from the 2 days that we had of raining. Let that sink in. The entire state of Wisconsin in 26 years from 1999 up until 2025, we had had $123.7 million in damage for the state of Wisconsin. And in 2 days, Milwaukee County saw $34 million worth of damages. That is a staggering number, and that allows for you to understand the level of damage that took place. So again, FEMA coming is extremely needed for our community during this time. And as they come, I want to make sure people are aware and mindful of the scammers that will also come along with this, because these people do exist. They're opportunists. They take advantage of people. There are people who are always looking to come up off your tragedy. So I want y'all to be mindful. So understand. So these things take note of. Anyone coming to your home to assist, and shout out to the Journal Sentinel for having this. Anyone coming to your home to assess damages will introduce themselves and provide credentials. You should check their ID, their badge, and which of all have their name and their photo on it before letting anybody in your house or before sharing any information. If somebody knock, knock, knock on your door, they ain't got identification, you say, the hell you doing on my porch? No, no, you ain't got to have a gun. But definitely let them know you need to move around. Now, don't trust anyone who asks for money or bank information. And don't believe anyone who promises disaster grants and asks for a large cash deposit or advance. I ain't too worried about that, because we ain't got money just to give out. But don't give out any of your banking information, because they will not ask for that. And in addition to that, if you get an unexpected call or text from people claiming to be FEMA, because those will come, but you never apply for disaster assistance, it's probably a scam. The agency will only contact people who have contacted FEMA or applied for assistance. They won't send texts demanding money or for personal information. So this is just things you should know. Now, the FEMA visit that they come in here for to examine the extent of the damage, which again will help us secure federal disaster declaration from the government, but also it will allow for us to tap into federal funds to aid for residents. I know one thing. I'm hoping, Rhea, your parents, they didn't get hit where they was at. Listen, I got hit. My mama and daddy got hit. So I'm just, I know people, listen, I got pictures of folks who got hit. All right, I'm talking about dive in swimming pool hit. I'm talking about, you know, furnaces messed up, hot water heaters messed up. I'm talking about 4-5 feet of water. One of them I had, I could have for sure just swum underneath. It was disgusting. So what I'm saying is a lot of people got hit. So a lot of us is looking for this check. And so I want to be very clear that the fate of the FEMA money is in the hands of Donald Trump. So after FEMA comes in here and they assess everything, they send the report up and the president will make a decision on whether or not he will declare this a national disaster, which will open up funds for us to get federal aid to help us heal from the tragic event that happened with the flooding. Now, they get to determine how much money we get, and they get to determine if we get money. So this one is going to be on Trump. And my hope is, since the flood impacted Republican counties such as Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington County, that the state will see it, send us some money. That is my hope. But I wanted to make sure I kept everybody up to date on that. Now, the real thing I wanted to talk about is Truth Nation. I forgot to tell y'all about this when I came back on Monday. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on Monday. First day back from a long weekend. So there's other things that we had to talk about and address, huh, Rhea? And so I wanted to tell y'all about my flight experience that I had, because I got to fly first class for the first time, Rhea. How about that?
How much was it?
Well, you know, when you fly in first class and you are all you can fly past member with Frontier, it's pretty inexpensive. Yeah, I flew first class with Frontier. I have all you can fly for $299. Have you heard this story before?
You've told me this when you first bought it a year ago.
Yeah, I bought it like 2 years ago. I didn't buy it last year, but they had a deal going on for $300 for all you can fly on Frontier for an entire year. Nonstop down to Denver. It is the best deal in town. I paid $40 extra back in like March to be able to have a carry-on bag and be able to select my seat in advance. So for $340 for the rest of the time I fly, for the rest of this year and going into next year, I get to choose a seat.
Wow.
They gave me a cup of water. I get to book my trip for $15 one way. It's pretty damn good. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all. A free carry-on bag. I was flying like a king. Like a king. Couldn't tell me nothing. And with my last flight, flying Frontier, first class style, me and my brother got a chance to pick seats. And my brother, he's a master at this. He said, nah, here it is, Kyle. This is how it's going to work. At check-in, we're going to be able to choose seats. And we get to choose the premium seats. I said, okay, bro, I got you. He said, now, our flight leave at 3:30 the next day, we're going to be able to choose the front row seat. We're going to be first class, brother. I said, I got you, bro. And, you know, 3:30 came. I'm on my radio show. He texted me. Actually, he called me. I told him to call me. He knew I was on the radio. He called me. I said, yep, I know what that call is for. We went to break, moved my seat. I was sitting first row, first class on Frontier. It was living a lap of luxury. I had all the leg room in the world. I also had water as well, Rhea. I was loving it. I was absolutely loving it. Now, I was sitting there enjoying myself, front row, you know, stunned. Everybody walk in, the first thing they see is this beautiful black face. And while I'm sitting there, I see my brother leaning back. I said, oh, damn, these seats lean back. Because, you know, if you fly Frontier Spirit, the seats don't lean back.
I don't fly Spirit.
Well, you know, I guess you got money. I don't. And so I said, well, damn, I'm going to lean back too. So, you know, you start to lean back. And a lot of times when you lean back, what do you do in your seat? You look, right? You look behind you. So I turned and I looked. And as I was leaning back, this white man looked me in my eye. I said, ooh. And I kind of stopped. And I said, ah. He kind of gave me that look like, bro, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I don't know if I should lean back or not, right? And so now, after I didn't lean back, right? You know me, Rhea. I'm kind of a prideful person, and I be thinking a lot. And I'm thinking, well, it looked like he didn't want me to lean back, but Then I kind of got in my own head because then I was thinking, like, I can't let this white man tell me what to do. Look me in my eye. Who the hell he think he is? Like, I for real, this is what's going through in my mind. I feel like I got punked because I look back and a man looked me in my eye like, what is you doing? And I feel like I punked out.
Really? And you're in first class doing this?
And I'm in first class. That's Yo. What I said. So Rhea, that's what I, and yes, first row, first class, frontier. That's what it is. Where they give you water. You don't get snacks, you don't get food, you don't get drinks, you don't have a curtain that closes for you, you don't have your own personal bathroom, but your first row, you get water. A little cup of water.
They'll give you, if you ask, they'll give you water no matter where you're sitting.
Frontier Spirit, they usually don't.
Wow.
You're supposed to pay for the bottle of water, but if you really need it, they will provide it, but they don't offer it to you. So again, I'm feeling like I done got punked. So then, I look at my brother, I'm like, nah, bumps that. He did it, I'm finna do it. So I said, whoop. I leaned all the way back, but I felt kind of bad, Rhea. I felt kind of bad because some people believe that it's bad etiquette. See, me, I said, I'm the HNIC on this plane. So I'm the first one. I'm first row. I don't know. Y'all can't tell me nothing. So, but I really got to thinking, is it bad plane etiquette, Truth Nation? That's what I really want to know. Is it in poor taste to lean your seat back while you're on a plane? 833-212-1017. Because that is something that I didn't think twice about it, so people told me, that's rude. I said, what do you mean that's rude? That's what they make the seat for. They make the seat so you can lean it back. It was rude, but if you look up plane etiquette, it is considered in poor taste for you to lean your seat back.
Who said that?
What do y'all think? That's what people tell me. 833-212-1017. What do y'all think? Was I wrong for putting my seat all the way back, right? Was I wrong for leaning back like Fat Joe? Do you get mad when people lean back their seat in front of you? That's what I want to know. 833-212-1017. I also want to know what some of your flying pet peeves are, because I'm very curious to know what some people's flying pet peeves are, because I got a lot of them. I have quite a few flying pet peeves. The older I get, the more I care about stuff I shouldn't. And so before, it's just like, I'm just looking to get on a plane. But now I'm looking to get on the plane and I'm like, okay, y'all got to chill with some of this stuff. But 833-212-1017, what is your flying pet peeve? Somebody said they want to hear the chipmunk story. Maybe I'll get to the, I may get to the chipmunk story today, because there is an update. There's an absolute update. I'll fit it in today. But 833-212-1017, what are some of your flying pet peeves? When we come back, I'm going to share some. And then I think, Rhea, you heard my chipmunk story. I gave you the update, didn't I?
I had to try to help you. We're all trying to help you.
Nah,
yeah.
Listen. I'm about ready to buy a BB gun.
What happened to your poison?
I'm gonna tell y'all what happened to the poison. I'm gonna tell you. I threw the baggie away because I was mad. I was so mad. I literally said, "Doug, what is going on?" And I threw the bag away. I said, I should have probably kept it for effect. But I've lost.
Well, clearly,
I've lost. I thought I was walking around, and when I told you why I decided to poison them, I was mad because my basement was flooded, it had water, and I was mad. And I go outside and I see a hole. I'm like, you know what, y'all gotta die. The joke was on me. So when we come back, I'm gonna tell y'all I am at war with chipmunks right now, and I may have to be the big bad human. I may have to off these chipmunks. But on top of that, I want to know, was I wrong? Was I wrong for leaning my seat back when I was on my Frontier flight, first class, to Denver? But 833-212-1017, is it wrong to lean your seat back? And also, let me know some of y'all, some of y'all pet peeves of flying, because I'm very, very curious if some of y'all align with me. And then also, we'll share the chipmunk story, because it's a good story. It is a really good story. And I mean, unfortunately, it's destroying, it's beating my ass. He Mike Tyson, and I'm everybody else right now. I'm getting knocked out. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. In 4 minutes, we'll hear from you, and we'll also finish the chipmunk story as well.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
picked up the mic like Mike. Botox can do more for men than just smooth out wrinkles. It can help reduce chronic migraines, stress-related facial tension, and even excessive sweating. Come on out, y'all, to Botox in Bears on Saturday, September 13th at Sweet Talks in Menominee Falls. It's an event for men who want to feel better, perform better, and look sharp without the fuss. Watch college football get treated with Botox in the low-key, no-pressure setting of Sweet Talks. Then have a brew when you are done. Spots are limited, so reserve yours now at SweetTalks.com. That is SweetTalks.com. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we're going to talk about the chipmunk situation, but I also want to talk about my flying experience, because when I was flying on Frontier, first class Frontier, with my all-you-can-fly pass front row, I was hesitant to lean my seat back, because when I turned around to lean it back, like, you know, you look back a little bit, the dude stared me in my eyes, my octave stems, and I was like, ooh, okay, I shouldn't do that. But then I decided I'm not going to be punked by nobody. I'm first class. I'm the head HNIC. I almost said what it actually is. HNIC, and I lean my seat back. And I want to know, what are some of your pet peeves on flying on planes? But in addition to that, Truth Nation, was I wrong for leaning my seat back? And you can always watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And Sincere Ronnie Real said it comes with the territory. You should have played Fat Joe while doing it. I agree. I'm right there with you. It definitely comes with the territory. Marty said, yes, you were wrong for putting their seat back. Probably wouldn't have liked it if it happened to you. Marty, I actually don't really care if it happens to me, because I believe it's okay. Mata Elephant said, nah, unless it's a 747, the cabin is spacious enough for us to be able to do that. All I care about is my headphones and my entertainment. I'm right there with you, and I'm with you on that one, because some of my pet peeves is taking off your shoes and socks on the plane. Because on the way back home, the gentleman next to me had his shoes off. He didn't have his socks off. He had his shoes off, and I looked. I said, what? Too old for that. But I was like, you know what? His feet don't stink. I ain't gonna make a big deal out of it. But I think it's very odd when people take off their shoes and their socks on a plane, because I've been next to people like, I was flying to Brazil one time in 2014 when I went to the World Cup, and some lady on the other side of the row had her socks off, or maybe it was, I don't know, man or lady. All I do, I can smell it. I said, We all like, bing. Some stank. Some stank around here.
You guys called the flight attendant on her?
Somebody did. They put their stuff back on. In addition to that, on a transatlantic flight, though, I mean, taking your shoes off, maybe, but if your feet stink, keep them barking dogs inside. Something else I hate, Rhea.
Okay.
This happened on the flight when I went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
People playing music out loud. Like, you forget your headphones, because I flew there on Spirit. You know, Spirit don't have the...
You flew across the ocean on Spirit?
No, to New York.
Oh, sorry.
New York. I went to Brazil on Delta. Nah. I love Frontier and Spirit, but I can't be on there for 8 hours. My back be in pain. Being quite a bit of pain. And I was on this flight, and I hate when people have they have their phone out and they ain't got no headphones. Actually, that was on Southwest, because they're watching TV. That's what it was. Ain't got no headphones on. I'm like, dog, what? How is a flight attendant, do you walk up and down the aisle and you hear sound come to somebody's phone and you don't say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, can you turn that down? They didn't do that. They didn't do that whatsoever. But that is one of my biggest pet peeves. I hate that so much. Like, get you some damn headphones.
Yeah.
Get some headphones. That don't make no sense to me.
Do you ever wear slides at the airport?
No, I wear my tennis shoes. See, when I go to the airport, I'm relaxed. I put on sweatpants and a hoodie.
Right, every with time. Some slides.
Nah. I like my tennis shoes. I like to have my feet just in case somebody act crazy on the flight and I got to be able to
be quick. All
right. To jump up and do something. I examine. I'm not racist, and I am not, what do they call it? When you look at, I don't have prejudice towards people. But I am aware of my surroundings.
Okay.
And so, you know, with that being said, if you look like somebody that might do something, and that's anybody.
Right.
I'm going to have my eye on you. Because on my flight back, I said, this brother, he was trying to get into the bathroom on takeoff. And I'm like, hey, he's supposed to be sitting down. They said, sir, you need to sit down. He was like trying to get to the bathroom. I'm like, I got my eye on you, brother. It wasn't a brother. I got my eye on you. I'm watching. I'm looking over, looking. I'm like, all right, now don't try nothing. Trying to go to that bathroom. What you trying to do in there? Ain't nobody got to pee that bad. What's going on? I guess I do stereotype. That's what it is. I do stereotype folks when I'm flying. I be looking at folks. I'll be definitely looking at folks. Something else I think is crazy. The elbow space thing. Who gets the armrest?
It depends if it's like three rows or one. Like
if it's three people in a row, who gets the armrest in the middle?
You all should get, like, if we're on the right hand side, you should have like the left elbow.
No, if you're in the middle, you're in the middle. You get to put your elbows down. You get to choose first where you want your elbows to be. You in the middle.
No, it's like left arm, because then everyone gets a space.
No, what about your right arm?
Sit aside on the left side.
The middle person get the elbow. I was in the middle on the way back. I had my elbows on both knees. I was like, I'm good. I was in the exit row though, so it was a big elbow pad there. And then the last thing is, I don't mind this, but some people hate this. If some people pet peeve on a plane, it's kids.
Oh my goodness.
You don't like kids on a plane?
Depends.
What do you mean depends?
It depends.
How are you gonna get mad at people who have families and are repopulating this world, and they decide they don't want to drive, they want to fly somewhere because it's too far to drive, so they decide they're going to fly, and you mad?
I only got mad at one lady with the baby, and the baby just was going through it. And she's by herself without a stroller.
That's what babies do. They go through it. There's a baby hollering on our flight. And I just like, hey, like this is what comes with it, right? Now, what they should do, Rhea, is there should be a kids section in the back. They should put all the kids in the back like they used to try to do us back in the 1950s, 40s, and 60s.
All the kids
before Rosa Parks. All the kids got to be. Now you can put them in the back.
That's kind of crazy, but it's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea. It's a kids section. The last 10 rows is for families. So now you can make friends. You can converse. The bathroom's right there. Hell, if you want to change a diaper, it'll be socially acceptable because there ain't nobody right worried there. About it. Like, they know what to expect. I think there should be a kids section on the back of the plane. That's something that I definitely believe. 833-212-1017. What is the pet peeves, or what are some of your pet peeves that you have? Somebody said, hell no to shoes off on a plane. I'm right there with you. Wayne on the talking text line said, Kyle, when it comes to seats on the plane, you can do whatever you want as long as you don't keep adjusting throughout the flight. Now, see, I personally, up until I started doing the show on ESPN, listen, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to say culturally, it's very different. People's perspectives on things are very different. I'm leaning my seat back on the flight. That's what I'm doing. I'm 100% leaning my seat back on the flight.
Are you the kind of person that puts a light on?
Oh, now, it's okay to put it on, but don't leave it on. The dude next to me was reading a book the whole time.
Yeah.
And so he had the light on. Then when he put the book away, he left the light on. I'm like, dog, like,
yeah,
come on. I'm trying to take a nap. I'm trying to relax. Like, that annoys me. I mean, that very so much annoys me when people keep their light on. If you're going to turn it on for a purpose, it is what it is. But if you're going to turn it on and leave it on when there's no purpose for it, because I even said to a lady one time, I said, hey, because I didn't remember her turning, I didn't recall her turning the light on. I said, hey, do you still need this light? She said, oh, I didn't turn it on. I said, okay. I turned it off quick. I was like, no, I'm trying to relax. I'm trying
Way
to sleep.
Communicate.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not just going to turn somebody's light off. That's rude. I'm not a rude person like that.
My pet peeve is the air.
Like if it's cold?
If you're blowing cold air on me. You can be hot or cold, but get it off me.
Rhea, when I tell you on the flight to New York, it was freezing, and it was just our section that was freezing cold. I got sick. We was all sniffling and coughing. Everybody was cold. And one of the ways saying that, I said, excuse me. What's up with the air? Everybody just sitting there. My girl sitting there shivering. I'm sitting there like, I can't do this. I said, literally, the people behind me, the girl next to me is all cold. I said, are you cold? She said, I'm freezing. I said, wait, you ain't gonna. I said, hey, can you put some heat on? They said, yeah, we've tried. It's just this section is the only cold one. We was all sneezing on it.
They didn't bring you no blankets?
They didn't do nothing.
This is Frontier, right?
This was Southwest.
Oh.
I mean, Southwest ain't giving you blankets. They don't do far trips except for Hawaii, so.
Yeah, I do like Southwest.
I love Mr. Southwest. But 833-212-1017, also in the talking text line, somebody also said, Vince said, oh, wait, not Vince. Stacy said, lean back feature or not, as long as it doesn't interfere with the person behind you, it's all good. But if you interfere, be ready to throw them thanks. Dang. I mean, that's not their fault. That has to do with the way that the plane was designed. But Truth Nation, in 3 minutes, I'm going to share y'all the final update. I guess it's not the final update. It's the next update. The next update on the chipmunk situation. So I've had a chipmunk infestation in my house, and I came to y'all saying, what should I do? Because I really didn't want to poison a chipmunk. Like, I legitimately did not want to kill the chipmunk. But when we come back in 3 minutes, I'm going to give y'all an update on what done happened with this chipmunk and why I am at war at my own house. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. In 3 minutes, I'm going to provide an update on them damn chipmunks that done came into my yard.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, if you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, y'all know who to call. Y'all know to call Gruber Law Office because they will take care of you. Listen, accidents are sometimes avoidable, but knowing that you can have a law firm that will stand up for you and take the burden off your shoulders so you can focus on healing is such a good peace of mind. You can have that peace of mind when you work with Gruber Law Offices. And what I love about them is this, is that you know how great the representation is, but also you never pay a single penny. You never pay a single cent until they win your case. Yes, if they don't win, if you don't win, they don't win. So that's the great thing about Gruber Law Offices. And so if you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, visit them today by simply going to gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com, or making one call, that's all, to 414-276-6666. Is one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. We got a quick call here from Miss Lana Banana. You got 30 seconds here. You have some pet peeves on flying?
Yep, here I go. 30 seconds. All right, pet peeve is that Kyle. Flip the seating situation. He would lean his seat all the way in your lap, you know, because we're invisible to them, you know. And another pet peeve is that when a black person is in first class, they're looking like, what you doing here? And they wouldn't even have the nerve to check your ticket to see if you're supposed to be there, because we're not supposed to be in first class, we're second class. And another thing is that's supposed to be your plane, Kyle. And shout out to Ms. DK and the chat.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'm right there with you. First class on Frontier. It's not real first class. I hope people understand that. It's not. It's just the first seats. I've never flown first class. I'm way too broke.
I got that after you kept talking about the water.
Yeah, water. That's
leaning back. Yeah.
Yeah, water leaning back. That's about it. In the bigger seat, though. It was very wide. But I do want to share this story. So I told y'all about my chipmunk issue. The chipmunks have attacked my Mikasa, right? They thought Mikasa was Tsukasa. That wasn't the case. I told y'all about Alvin, Theodore, or whoever the last chipmunk is. They had attacked my house. There was a hole there, and I tried to ask y'all for some help. What should I do? Should I poison the thing, or should I trap it? What's very interesting is I asked the same question on Kyle Bruston Norman, which is on ESPN Wisconsin 2-5 weekdays. And them white folks told me, poison it, shoot it, get rid of it. The black folks told me, hey, try to catch it, try to be more humane. I decided to go the white way. I did, because I said, listen, I'm not trying to remove that thing. I'm going to kill it. The guy, listen, somebody know white guy gave me some poison. I said, bet, I'm going to poison it. So I plugged the hole. I thought, you know, it was going to be gone. I gave it poison, right? He said, once you put down one poison, you may have to go through two or three of them. But you put down one poison, they take it. They get dehydrated, and they don't come back. So I put down one. Boom. Gone. I said, yes. I put down the second one. Gone. I said, okay, cool. That probably takes good care of it. So, you know, I go about my business. I plug the hole. We good to go. Rhea, I go outside. And the damn hole is there again. I said, I know. There ain't more chipmunks. I got 8 pieces of poison. I put another piece of poison down.
8?
Gone. I said, damn. I put another poison down. I'm on 4 now. This is the 4th one. I said, it's got to be gone at this point. What happens? Gone. I said, okay. I'm going to put down a 5th one just to make sure. This has got to be it. Because either these chipmunks is mutating and this ain't doing nothing for them. They turning into them damn bunnies that we saw. You know, the mutated bunnies, or I am killing all of the ecosystem and all the animals around here. Skunks, rabbits, everybody's getting this poison. So I put another one down, right? This is the 5th one. It was gone. I said, okay, hopefully it's done. So I put a 6th one down, Rhea.
Wow.
I passed the hole. 6-1 down. Gone. Hole there. And here's the thing. They made the hole. They took the thing. And Rhea, they said, wait a minute. They said, Alvin and Theodore, they ain't came back home. And it seems every time somebody grabs that blue brick, they don't come home. Rhea, you know what these things did?
Picked it up and moved it.
Rhea, they dug another hole a couple feet down. And so now I'm walking, and I said, oh, hell. And so under my house, I got my concrete done. And you know what? You have your sub pump, and the sub pump was working, boy. It was working a couple weeks ago. I have an extension that goes underneath my new concrete, you know, piping that goes into the yard. So now he done dug the hole, or she, or where the hell it is, it done dug a hole next to where my pipe is that goes underneath the concrete. And that's good access because the pipe has to have a little space. So there's a little space underneath there. And they done dug a hole there. So I put the poison there. Rhea, when I say they took the damn poison, I said, oh my gosh, I'm under attack. And so I have not been back home. I've been gone the last 2 days from my house. And I plugged the holes. Before I left, I said, let me plug these holes again. I'm going to put some more. The last poisons I had, I put them out by the holes. And so when I get home, I'll get home later tonight. And when I get home later tonight, I'm going to tell y'all Truth Nation. If the poison is gone and there is holes, I'm buying a BB gun. I'm buying a BB gun and I'm popping every single damn. I'm going to wait outside. And as soon as I catch them damn chipmunks outside, I'm popping their ass. We at war. Rhea, we at war. They got a whole damn family of chipmunks that's terrorizing my house.
Look, we all try to help you, Kyle.
You try, but hell, I would have been mad because the hole would have kept coming back and I'm driving 5 miles out to let them out the humane way. Bumps that. I'm killing them.
We try to tell you. You chose violence, and now look at you.
I want all the smoke, Peter. I'm popping these damn chipmunks. Goodness. I'm popping getting a BB. My daddy got a BB gun.
He's this is a sick Negro.
It sure is. I'm a Negro going to war with some chipmunks, I tell you that much. So when I got dead chipmunks in my house, don't worry about it. Hey, right, somebody said, you at war and you got the Second Amendment. Damn right. Damn right. That's it. I was so sad about killing these chipmunks at first. I felt so bad. But they done took over. They immune to the damn bricks. They laughing. They say, oh, we got some of this. I almost said the N-word. This man is really just feeding us. He don't know. We immune to it. So, yes, I will be going chipmunk hunting. If I go home, and I swear to y'all, this is no lie. I literally patched that hole. I patched both of them. And I said, if I come back and that brick is gone and I see holes, we getting pop a gun and we going to work. I'm going to wait outside for him. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Somebody said, not the white way. I tried it. Scotty Strider said, 5-gallon bucket of water sunflower seeds in your backyard. It's my front yard. Somebody else did tell me that. I'm probably going to try that. And when they drown it, I'm going to pop their ass too. And I'm going to leave them there. I'm going to say, this is for everybody.
Sir.
I'm going crazy over chipmunks. Thank y'all so much, Truth Nation. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed weekend. I will be gone tomorrow, but I will be back on Monday. Somebody will be feeling, Jay English will be feeling in. But thank y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. I needed y'all this week. Thank you. Corey Lowe shows up next. Peace out. I'll see y'all next week. Eagles.